Moments of Melody with a song for your heart. Here's an article titled, Life at Stake. An atomic furnace gets out of hand. Radioactive dust is in danger of covering the surrounding countryside. So every available means of counteraction is brought into play, for life is at stake. Four men are trapped on an alpine peak. A blizzard rages. What does it matter that it is their own risk which has placed them where they are? Life is at stake, and every possible means of rescue is brought to bear. If, then, the destiny of a single life can produce such response in the ordinary individual, how much greater would it be if millions of lives were involved? There was one who faced a situation like that, knowing that on his action alone depended the lives of millions, knowing, too, that he was the only person able to meet the situation adequately. That one was Christ. He could assess far better than anyone else the ravages of sin, warping lives, disrupting homes, and causing havoc everywhere. And he knew, too, that the matter did not end there, for sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. He realized that the whole of mankind was lost in sin, and certain to reap the consequences. But out of his tremendous heart of love, he devised the plan that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil. At Calvary, Christ voluntarily surrendered his own spotless life in order that millions whose lives were forfeited through sin might go free. It was an act of pure, unselfish love. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Christ died for our sins, he was buried, he rose again, according to the Scriptures. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Can you be indifferent to such love? Will you not rather say with the hymn writer, love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. Your life is at stake. Your eternal destiny hangs on your decision regarding the Savior. For God said, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him.